This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Giant Skeleton.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Skeleton Week, part two.
Yeah. So the giant skeleton is not actually the skeleton of a giant.
What? Why? Like, it's not, but I don't understand why you would go to, like, the trouble of making that not the case. They're just regular bones that go and get, like, stretched out.
Right. No, they go into excruciating detail about the exact spells that are necessary to make one of these bad boys.
It's one of my favorite things about this. Because, like, so the giant skeleton is a giant skeleton. It's this big fire in his belly.
Right.
That burns all the time. And they spend the entire entry talking about how, like, mystic and cool these things are and how rare they are and stuff. And then to make them, on a night when the land is draped in fog, you take a regular skeleton and you cast Animate Dead, Reduce Fire, Enlarge, and Resist Fire, which are the four things it's doing exactly.
I need big burn bones.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, it just seems like if you did these to any skeleton, like... This you just make a giant skeleton out of a regular skeleton.
Yeah.
Because those are the four things it does. It doesn't feel like mystic or magical at all. It just feels like this is, you know, oh, that's what it is. You know, but there's all this lore about these things. They came from Ravenloft, from the undead priestess Radaga in the domain of Catharkis and all this shit.
Yeah.
You know, but instead it's just a regular skeleton with like a burny belly.
Yeah, just got a little bit of indigestion, you know. He's a Walkin' Talkin' Tums commercial.
He does look like he's suffering from indigestion.
Yeah.
Like, ah, oh, god damn it. Like, yeah, the picture
I shouldn't have had the chorizo.
Yep. And just him just blasting fire out of his weird coctus or whatever.
Yeah. Out of his pelvic bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a big boy with a fire in his belly, as we mentioned. They use scythes almost exclusively, even though the one here is pictured with a spear.
Yeah.
And they can pull fireballs out of their belly and throw them.
Right, right. And that's limited by like a certain number of times it can do that per day or per turn or something like that.
And they can obey slightly more complicated verbal commands.
Right.
And so you can say like collect, you know, only 32 cent stamps.
Yeah.
And then they have an interesting hobby.
Exactly. So, there you go. That's yeah, all, that's
only
all it takes.
Like 3 cent stamps, you know?
Yeah, the only thing I can think that might make these more rare, you know, it is tied to Ravenloft and it is tied to the fog, which is it's not just any foggy night, that, you know, that's just not the way it works in Ravenloft. It has to be special, right?
Well, you can't make these in a regular loft,
right?
Like, you can't make these in like Faerun. You have to make them in Ravenloft,
right? Right.
So the fog that shows up like is like a special fog. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah,
every attempt to make these in the real world, you know, the real world Faerun, has failed. So, man, real world Faerun. Like, Graceland keeps using my name. Yeah.
You just kidding. I'm sorry, that was Kryn. You say Graceland was in Faerun?
I did.
You said,
hey, withers can travel dimensions.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
It's called a planar walk spell, my friend.
Fuck me. Graceland did become the moon at one point.
See? I mean, I know that there are like Faerunish heroes, but I'd get those two mixed up because, I mean, other than like Elminster, I didn't want to go for the obvious one.
No, you can get like a Wolfgar or a Drizzt. Yeah.
Drizzt would have been the one to go for.
Right.
There.
Right.
I read the Dragonlance books. I didn't read the Forgotten Realms books. I just played a lot of Baldur's Gate. So
yeah,
I went directly. I went to what I knew.
Mm-hmm.
The Dragonlance.
No, that's fine. So, that's fine.
Yeah. What else about these bad boys?
I'm trying to like imagine anything special about them, but there are no real hooks, you know.
How about that the dark powers can see everything that transpires before their eyes?
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. That they can kind of possess them.
Yeah, or just like this idea that like just, you know, they are these cameras, you mm-hmm. know, that move around for these dark powers, these mysterious dark powers.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm sure we talked. This is like probably like version four of this conversation we've had, but I gotta get my hands on some of the updated Ravenloft material.
Yeah,
when the Dungeons and Dragons guys could write a little bit better, you know, and find out like because in the actual second edition Ravenloft like box set, which I've read, they're just kind of like, the nobody knows the machinations of the dark powers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's fine if you have an imaginative DM, but I want to know what they are in canon.
Right, right. Like what the actual stories are. Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise, them being able to see out of this gigantic skeleton warrior, like, who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or gigantic skeleton. Excuse me. That's next.
Yeah. And the other ones, like the skeleton warriors, are much more robust surveillance tools.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those things are very great.
Yeah.
This thing, it's like, it's cool.
It's basically like having an Amazon Echo that can throw fire at you.
Yeah, exactly. That somebody hasn't spent that much time with their Echo. Like, Alexa, immolate me.
Order fire.
Yeah, then it just a drone comes with like a box full of fire. An Amazon drone drops it on your roof.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.